Okay, welcome ladies to Girls. I'm very happy to have you here. We're in the MVP Summit and I have with me three MVP ladies. So I was introducing myself off the camera and now I'm gonna ask them to introduce themselves. We can start here or here.
Okay. I'm Laura Rogers. I am a SharePoint MVP. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I work at Rackspace Hosting. I started out in technology about, 15 years or so, and is an exchange admin. Mm-hmm. And ended up in SharePoint because they're sort of related, collaboration. So that's how I kind of got thrown into that, and here we are.
Cool.
Hello, I'm Nathalie Belval. I'm from France. I'm a Windows Platform Developer MVP. And I started working since 8 years, and now I'm currently on a mobile team. We made some mobile application, and I'm a leader of a Windows team.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm Catherine Wilhelmsen from Norway. I work as a data warehouse architect and business intelligence developer for Norwegian financial company. And I was a SQL Server MVP up to a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm a data platform MVP.
It's the same thing, but the name changed, right?
Yes, same thing, name changed.
Okay.
So I work with SQL Server, mm-hmm. run the SQL Server user group in Norway, and also SQL Saturdays there, free one-day events.
Nice.
So very community involved.
Which is nice, because my next question is about community. We can start with you, Catherine. So what do you do for the community? Blogging, answering forums, or
mainly
speaking?
I helped restart the user group, our SQL Server user group in Norway a couple of years ago. Then we started organizing our SQL Saturday events. So I've run two of those now. And I also speak and travel all around the world for other SQL Saturday events. It's a big thing, global thing. And I also blog. And I just want to keep going with it. It's so fun with, especially the SQL Server community. It's almost like a family. We call it SQL family. Amazing people, and you just get kind of addicted to the whole community.
Nice, I like it. Natalie?
Yes, I also start with blogging, writing articles for several blogs, implicating myself in communities, and speaking at a Microsoft event in France. It's quite rich, and I love speaking about user experience in application development.
Nice.
I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and a friend and I run the SharePoint user group there. Mm-hmm. I've written on 6 or 7 different SharePoint books. I have a blog, wonderlaura.com, and I'm on Twitter, wonderlaura, and I
like the wonder thing.
So I speak at a lot of different SharePoint conferences. I spoke at Ignite and before that SharePoint conference, and it's local SharePoint Saturdays and things like that, and just I blog about things that you can do out of the box in SharePoint without having to write code or be mm-hmm. a hardcore server admin, just all that in-between stuff.
Nice.
Oh, and I have a SharePoint Power Hour, which is a show that I do. I just stream live on YouTube every Wednesday at 11.
Oh, nice. Now you can do it on Channel 9. Not on YouTube anymore. Okay, so my next question is about the MVP program. What do you think about it? How many years have you been an MVP? And what's the great things that happened to you because of this program? Okay, I can start with Wonder Laura.
For 5 years. And MVP Summit is my absolute favorite part about being an MVP. Mm-hmm. It's just, we are a really tight-knit community too, as well with SharePoint. And it's just a lot of fun getting to see all my SharePoint friends and getting together. And I love the fact that we get to give such feedback to Microsoft and yeah. see kind of what's coming up in the products and be able to give them different perspectives on things and kind of different ideas about and learn from them and they learn from us, and it's just a great time. And it just also out in the community you get that gives you sort of more credibility to have that MVP title as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Me, I'm an MVP since 3 years, and it's my second MVP Summit, and I think it's the best part of being an MVP, because we can meet other MVP, Microsoft product teams, and it's really wonderful for our community. And we also can have the chance to test products like Surface Hub and HoloLens mm-hmm. that I have tested yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see this product before other people when they're not MVP. And we have a lot of contents, confidential contents in advance. Mm. It's really interesting. We can give our feedback to make the product together. And it's really great things for MVP.
Yeah, I think I like
it. Yeah, I absolutely agree with all of that. And I'm a new MVP. I was just awarded in July this year.
Congratulations. Thank you. Welcome.
So this is my first MVP summit. I had no idea what to expect, but it's been really great, you know, meeting all the other MVPs from all over the world, the product groups, being able to, you know, give my ideas and feedback, learn from them, see what's going on in the future. And I'm just looking forward to another year of being in this lovely group.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. We're going to switch the subject and talk a little bit about women in tech. As I said off camera, I'm going to repeat myself. The ratio is, I mean, let's be honest, it's the truth. The ratio is not good all over the world. I mean, in any place, I mean, I've been, where, Tunisia, for instance, in USA, it's the same. Like Tunisia in the university is 50-50, and even women are even better and they have higher score. Then you go to the field and boom, it's like any other word, I mean, in any other region in the world. It's really weird. So what do you think about that in your different region? Is it also the same? And how can we make it better?
I think, at least in Norway, we're working on it. We have different groups. We have Girl Geek dinners. We have networking events for women. But for me, I'm the only data platform in Norway. And a female, so I think that's kind of cool to be the only one and being a female. But I think we have only one other MVP in Norway, but she's anonymous. She doesn't want to be out there and actually... And I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's kind of intimidating to be out there and show off your talents in this group. I don't know. But it's something we're working on, at least in Norway and in the SQL community as well. A lot of focus on. We have different WIC panels at our events. And we're a nice group. We like to, you know, support each other. We just started a Slack channel for SQL WITs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just kind of a way to encourage each other to be out there, to help each other.
But what do you think the problem is?
I honestly don't know. I've always loved tech.
Mm-hmm.
Always been a geek.
Did you had anyone telling you, oh, you're a geek, what's wrong with you, or something?
Kind of. They kind of look at you strangely, like why do you sit so much in front of your computer instead of going out doing something else. But I've never had any real negative experiences. I've heard stories from other countries that are probably worse. So maybe I live in one of the countries where we actually do have that support, but we just need more people to get out there and go into tech.
Yeah. Friends? Friends representative.
It's the same problem. Few girls in school, in the technologies.
Mm.
Me, I'm. I become. I would. When I was a girl, I follow my father, who was an engineer. So I like to be like him, and I also love computers. So I tell me, I would like to be an engineer, but I don't know what to do when I start my studies. It comes over the. Studies, a project, etc. And I finally discovered that technology is not such technical. It's also a lot of possibilities. Me, I like some design studies, user experience, and I can conciliate both technical and not technical design.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not technical. It just means that you love UX.
I love technologies. So I think you can find a way. You have just to go, and you'll see what happens. But I think it's really cool to be a few girls, because men are really gallant. They are gallantry. So
I can say that this is only in France. So no, I mean in the US they are not I don't know if galant is a English word, but they are not like that. So, and I don't like the fact that it's a few girls out there. I really want the ratio to be better, because why not? Why not?
So the ratio is pretty much the same where I live in Alabama, and I work at a tech company as well. It's based in San Antonio, and it's a lot, you know, with the technical people, it's the same way. I feel like we should get them when they're young. I have three daughters, so I'm trying as hard as I can to encourage them in the math and science and STEM topics and make them see that it's not something that's just for boys, and make it very clear that I enjoy math. I think it's fun. I think, you know, and I help them. There are programs that exist out there, like apps like Tinker and the code.org stuff that teach them logic and teach them how to do things like that, and make it kind of fun and interactive, and even, you know, even it might have princesses in it, just so they can see that it's not just for boys. Yeah. It's not. And we even had a local science center in Birmingham had an all-day programming workshop for 10 to 15-year-old girls.
Oh,
and there
nice.
Were about 200 of them showed up. Ooh. So I sent my 11-year-old to that, and she had a great time. But so I think that we should, to do something about it, get them more when they're young, and encourage them as much as we can to see that it's not something that just has to be for boys. And society, I guess, is telling them that for some reason that math is for boys and programming is for boys. But all we can do is try and just kind of make sure that that's not what their perception is.
But it's changing since you had that day, that special event only for girls. I think it's changing. People, I don't know if it's people or governments or companies, they are aware of it, and we're trying to make that change happen. But
there are more high school programs,
yes,
too now for girls in technology as well, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Microsoft's doing that.
Microsoft does a lot of
tech girls clubs.
Yes, they have Digi Girls.
Digi Girls.
Mm-hmm. And I think Imagine Cup are also opening to more younger students. So that's cool.
I think it's just important to have more role models.
Yep.
Not
this is why you're here.
Yeah. not just to have events, but actually have someone out there who can speak and blog and do a great job and be really good at what they do and kind of tell everyone else how fun it is. And that's what we're doing. We love this. So.
And I would love to see more of someone like you, ladies, because all my morning I was interviewing ladies MVPs, and it's awesome. It's so inspiring, and I wish there were more, right? Because someone who likes SQL and data could relate to you. Someone who likes UX could relate to you. Someone who likes Wonderland could relate to you. So we need really different female role models in different areas, so everyone can relate to anyone who wants them, I don't know. So this is the goal of the show. So, but also us as people in our area, we can also make that better by breaking the cliche. Do you see what I mean? Like, I hear a lot of, oh, you're dressing, you put a dress on today. Why? Are you interviewing or are you having a date night? What's the problem? No, I just want to put a dress on. What's wrong with that? So we have to fight the cliches and saying, no, I like that. Doesn't mean I'm in marketing or something, you know. So we also, as workers and employees, we have to break this cliche. When someone says something wrong, we have just to say, oh, what you said was wrong, right? So how do you think is the atmosphere where you work? How the men are behaving with you or with other colleagues that are women?
For me, we actually have quite a few women working in my department. We are, I think we're roughly close to 40-50% females in my department, which is really good.
Yeah.
We also have departments not just in Oslo, Norway, but also in Sweden and Lithuania. In Lithuania, we have some great female developers there. And what I see is our culture is actually really supportive. It's but we're a young department as well, so most people are my age, you know, mid-30s, something around that. So we don't have that kind of the old ways of doing it. It's more like we built up our community, and
that's
I'm
so
super
cool.
happy. great developers, great community, great coworkers. So for me, maybe I'm one of the lucky ones. I've always been supported and being pulled into this.
I don't like the word lucky, though. I always say it's not about luck, it's about opportunities.
maybe. But I'm really happy.
Okay.
So, like I said, I don't have any real negative experiences. It's been, you hear comments here and there, but you just have to tell them that that's not okay to say that. And if they do, I've had it happen a couple of times, and they apologize and said, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry if that offended you. So just, clear boundaries and have a good tone with your coworkers.
Yeah. Nice. Natalie?
Me, I'm the only developer on my team. It's also the same schema on all the client, customer where I work in. But I think it's not a problem. Like I say, my team is really nice with me, and I have no problem to bring my idea like another developer. Even if I'm a girl or not, and I think it's not a problem.
Do you think they see you as equal? Like some other MVPs in the interview, Femi Lady, they said she in one of her experience, she said one of her colleagues say, "Oh, I didn't know a woman can do that," and she was just coding. So do you get this kind of
problem? I think I have down to take my place and show my expertise, and it was really important for me, and no, I haven't problem with this kind of subject.
That's cool. Laura?
Same here. I'm a manager of 7 SharePoint consultants, and 2 of them are females, and I all the men I deal with at work and on other teams, I've never had an issue. I've never had anyone talk down to me. They seem to, I guess they think I'm credible. I've conveyed that I know what I'm doing. They don't talk down to me. They don't treat me any different.
Yeah.
We even had a Women in Leadership Summit at Rackspace recently that I got to go, and it was a whole just sort of mini conference for women about all supporting each other and talking about women in technology and that kind of thing. But I've always just been kind of one of the guys. I don't mind hanging out with guys, so I don't mind being in this field. And I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to be super easily offended by a lot of things, because guys, even when they're just with other guys, they make fun of each other. They poke fun at each other, and they're like that, and they're like that with each other. So I might get caught in the crosshairs every now and then, but I'm not going to be... Yeah, I'm just going to be,
It's really awesome to hear that, because, yes, we need role females, but we also need men that are nice with them. Do you see what I mean? Supportive. To support this, this initiative. Okay.
Yeah, I actually think people who are not working in tech are more biased and think, I think they're mainly more just surprised to see women in tech or women doing
tech. Oh,
really?
Do you think so?
Because the ones I work with, they, like you said, they treat me equally, and I prove through my work and what I do that I know what I'm doing. I'm a good developer. But people who are not working with me, they're more like, why are you doing this? So maybe it's more on the outside, really, and there are more people not working in tech that kind of builds up that in our community.
That's a good point, though. If people outside, they're thinking that, and there's women outside, how can we grab them into the field if they have that mindset? You see what I mean?
Yeah, it is a tricky one, but I think we're on the right way. We have, like you mentioned, the Tech Fest for girls. We had something similar in Oslo not long ago for fourth graders, full day of just programming, having fun. Just be out there and show all the possibilities, because tech is huge, and STEM, there are so many things you can do and so many fun things.
Yep. And it's the future. We cannot run away from it. I mean, we have to be there. You cannot run away. It's coming.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily going to be able to take someone who grew up to become a nurse that's a friend of mine and drag her into technology somehow, because she doesn't have the fundamental, you know, a lot of fundamental things that would need to happen. But that's why I say catch them when they're young, because if we can get those young girls and high school girls and really somehow show them that it's
not
that bad.
Yeah, and then if it's their passion, then, yeah, at least show them. I see what you mean. Yeah, at least show them, because if they don't know, they will never know that it's nice, right? Okay, I have a rapid-fire question right now. Let's start them. First question, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay, we're all coffee ladies. No one told me tea. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
Gadgets.
Do you have an example?
My phone, my Surface.
They really make your life easier?
Yeah. Yes. Kind of
the same for me. Technology.
Gadgets.
Gadgets, yeah.
Maids.
Yeah.
I have three children.
Yeah. No, for me, you know, my answer was daycare. Because, oh man, it's so expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
So it definitely makes my life easier. You can say, I don't want to respond to this question, but it's, are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yes, married.
Yes.
Okay. What's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work besides brushing your teeth?
Check my Twitter feed.
Cool.
Check my Facebook too.
Get three kids ready for school.
Yeah. Oh man. I understand the wonder, the wonder Laura. Now I get it. Okay. Do you listen to music when you work? What kind of music?
I do. Usually soundtracks or electronica. Something without lyrics, so
cool.
I can just get that. Get into that flow.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't hear music. I haven't. I cannot concentrate myself with music, so I know music.
Yeah,
I agree with you about something like maybe Prodigy, or there's a really good soundtrack for that movie Hannah, and just music like that, techno music. Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
You program fast.
Oh, you know, I listen to punk when I'm coding. Because I already know all the songs, so I don't concentrate with the lyrics. It's weird, but yeah. What's your favorite app?
Phone app?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you have any other, I don't know. Windows app? You can start? Yeah.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite app is Outlook in Windows 10. She's beautiful and really good between phone, PC. It's a universal app and really...
You really like it?
Yeah, I really like it.
Nice.
I guess Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
Yes, maybe. That's the one I use the most.
Oh, yeah, but the one that you use the most is not your favorite. I don't know. It depends, right?
I just got a new one that's the temperature in my house. It's the thermostat. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah. My one was Wunderlist. I use it all the time. And I like it. So. What's your favorite language to code in?
Bimal.
Oh.
Yes, it's very specific for what I do. It's called Business Intelligence Markup Language. Combine that with Bimal
script. I heard of it, but I never saw it.
It's a programming language for business intelligence projects. And it's really changed my life in the last couple of years, because going from the whole dragging and dropping thing in business intelligence to actually being able to automate and programmatically create business intelligence projects instead, I love it. I'm lazy, so anything I can automate and, you know, program instead of
doing it visually.
So those are, I love it. That's what I speak about and blog about as well.
Oh, that's so cool. If you have any links to your blogs or anything, just send me the link so I can put them in the description, because it sounds very interesting. Nathalie?
For me, it's C#.
C#.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not a programmer, but I've just been recently delving in a lot into PowerShell.
Mm, yeah, that's cool. Yep. Okay, next question is, what's the most useless gadget you bought? Because you talked about gadget earlier, so I was looking at you. What's the most useless one? The one
I've got many useless gadgets, but I'm kind of picky on things I buy.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
When I buy things, I want to make sure it's something I need and want.
That's good.
But I do have one that I recently got, which I love, but it's like a bendable flashlight thing with a laser pointer, so I can point my... It's just fun. It's like, I have no idea when I'm actually going to use this, so maybe it's not really useless, but yeah, it's a fun gadget.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't know, no particular... perhaps my phone charger, portable phone charger, because I always run out of battery.
Mm.
I bought a Microsoft or Toshiba Encore tablet with Windows on it, and it's uh-huh. it's like a little $80 8-inch tablet, and it's just sat there collecting dust.
You don't use it. You never use it. Okay. So next question is, what's a product you want to work on, either a Microsoft product or even outside Microsoft, or both?
That thing that she said.
Bimmel?
I can teach you that. No problem.
Cool.
That we're not currently working on?
Yeah, something that you dream to work on, like HoloLens or Cortana or I don't know, Uber or whatever the thing is. Or NASA, or no.
That's a difficult one. You kind of get so stuck into what you're actually currently doing.
Well, we can move to you next. You can think about it, and we can move to Laura.
HoloLens.
HoloLens.
I think it's awesome.
Yep.
Me too. HoloLens.
Can we see one while we're here?
I don't have any here, and it's mind blowing. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of things to do. With HoloLens, and I think be a developer on HoloLens, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
I would like to actually try and work more with things that could get more kids into tech. Maybe not just girls, but, you know, those little robots that you program and have fun with. Something like that. Something fun and geeky at the same time.
Yeah, little bits. That's a fun tech like that. It's called little bits, and it's like little circuits, and you snap them together with magnets, and you build things.
Yeah.
It's
that would be fun. Cool. I've never tried it myself, so I would love to work on something.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. My HoloLens is also mind-blowing, so. That's nice. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Ooh, you're the one of the few.
Yes.
The Star Trek. One more question. We have two more questions. Tell us a problem you worked hard on and you are proud of in technology.
I just did one yesterday. It was kind of one of those woo moments, you know.
Yeah.
I just figured out a PowerShell script to be. It's probably 100 other people have already done it, but I kind of figured it out from scratch and for the SharePoint site. So that was fun.
Yeah,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. And
definitely.
No errors in the code.
Definitely.
And for me, it was a project I was working on last year on customer profitability, and it was quite advanced. You had to create different models, different ways for our business users to input data and remodel things on the go, and I was working really hard on that for a while, and I figured a way to solve a problem in my company that they hadn't been able to solve for the past 2 years.
Wow.
So I was really proud of that when I finally got it working. I was like, yes,
cool.
Did this. Yeah, so that was, I spent like 2 weeks working on one problem, and then just one day I finally got it, so that was fun.
That's cool,
that.
Yeah.
And for me, it was 2 years ago for a project too. It was an application on Windows, and the problem was there is a lot of teams implicated on the project, marketing team, technical team, and it was very difficult to be right on the user interface for Windows. Because the marketing team has its ideas,
yep.
Technical other ideas, and it was very conflicting. But at the end of the project, I was really happy to success on managing this project and have the final project, which was a really good project.
Nice. That's also very cool.
Yeah,
yeah, communication problems are the worst.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life. Okay, we're going to end with some advices. If you have advices to young generation, what would they be?
Try different things. Don't get stuck in just one thing, but just try to experience more than and get out of your comfort zone, because maybe you'll find something you love and something new and something you never thought you'd end up in. Just kind of general advice, but yeah, don't get stuck, because there are so many fun and great things you can do out there.
Mm-mm. Nice.
I think the same. We are with technology; it's always evolving, so we cannot stay and wait. We have to learn each day. Don't be stuck on technology. It's as developer, we need to learn each day. And I think the passion is the most important thing on this this work.
I'd say don't be afraid to share your ideas, and if you figure out something cool, write it down or blog it, because other people might have tried to figure out the same thing, and that's kind of, you know, that's how I got into blogging. And I didn't realize that maybe the things that I was trying to figure out and struggling with, other people were, until I started putting things on forums and my blog posts, and then I realized just the scope of all the other people out there, you know, doing the same thing. So I'd say share your ideas.
Yeah, I like that.
And
okay,
and
yeah.
Even just to add on that, even if you think that others know more than you, they've already blogged about it or something, share it anyway, because maybe you will be the person that actually helps someone else.
Mm-mm.
You can explain it differently than someone else. And
yeah. Definitely. Yeah, that's
I've done
definitely.
That before, just to somebody else blogged about it, I just explained it differently, or maybe more screenshots or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point, because a lot of people would say, oh, already, it's already done, someone else already did it. No, just do it, and you never know, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. Can you say bye to the camera?
Bye. Thank you.
Yes.